Welcome to the Family Rules Podcast, where we discuss family, relationships, marriage, parenting, and everything we've learned along the way.
And how to get through it all.
It's me, TJ Jackson, and with me is my wife, Frances Jackson.
Hello, everyone.
And we are going to give you some key strategies, tips, and rules on how to strengthen your family and help you and your family live your best lives. So on today's show, we are going to replay the audio from a YouTube video we just did. So for those of you who don't even know we are on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to us there. The link is in the description box. But yes, this was a video we did just a couple days ago on the importance of giving gifts to your mom.
To give or not to give.
To give or not to give, and to even your spouses or ex-spouses, right,
Frances? Yes, absolutely.
So without much further ado, let's go ahead and play the tape.
Let's do it.
Is a Mother's Day gift even required?
Well, I think it depends on what kind of gift. I think the answer is yes. And I think it could be something as simple as a card.
Okay. So a Mother's Day gift is definitely required. Skipping a Mother's Day gift is definitely a no-no, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it could be something so simple. It doesn't even have to cost a lot.
So Archer says, what would you give your beautiful and gorgeous wife, Frances, for Mother's Day beside love and a kiss? What would you want from me? Well, okay. Before you answer that, we're going to answer that later. Okay.
But that is a good question.
That is a good question.
Don't forget that.
I won't. We're going to get back to that.
I'm going to put some pressure on you.
So yes, a Mother's Day gift is required. So whether you are, doesn't matter your age. I truthfully think Mother's Day gift is required, even for kids.
Yes.
So any husbands or parents of fathers, you guys, we have to do a better job of making sure our kids, even if we're separated from the mother, even if we don't like the mother.
I agree with
that. I think we have to teach our kids to make sure they get a gift for their mother. So yes, Mother's Day gift is required regardless of the age. So anyone who's in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and you have kids and you have your own thing, still get a gift for your mother. Okay.
Agreed.
Now, with that said, Elise says yes, because it shows that you love them and how hard they work. Yes,
I agree.
It's just teaching them great principles, and our mothers are everything. We have to respect that.
And it's about gratitude too. You're grateful for your mother.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is the best gift you could receive for Mother's Day? We have a typo there, but what is the best gift you could receive for Mother's Day? Frances, I'm going to ask you, but before I find out from you, we did a poll on the community post,
mm-hmm.
and we had our amazing community answer this question, and this is what they said. We gave them five options. We gave them flowers and plants. We gave them handmade gifts. We gave them sleepwear, loungewear, clothes.
Those are all great.
Wellness products, dinner/personalized meal, as if I cooked for you. Would you want me to cook for you for Mother's Day? No. Okay. But look, number one out of 216 votes was a handmade gift. So right there, that tells you that truthfully, when it comes to Mother's Day gift, if you cannot go wrong, if you put your heart and soul and do something that's personal.
That is very true. But those are some great ideas. I like each and every one of those.
So you can't mess up by getting any one of those.
It's very correct? True. And I'm a pajama person, so I love PJs.
However, a handmade gift, why do you think a handmade gift was the number one answer?
I think it's because it's more personalized. It's actually, even if it's a painted rock, it has more meaning because you took the time out to do it and make it special.
Fatma says, just a hug and an I love you, mom, is the best gift for me. Oreo says, thank you for reminding me that Mother's Day is only 7 days away. That's a whole nother thing. Melissa says, definitely homemade because you know they're thinking of you while they're making it. Can't fail.
And I agree.
I agree with that. I think that is 100% true. I think as long as it comes from you and it comes from love, you cannot fail. I really believe that. So people, if you are stuck on what to get mom and you are going to get her something, just make sure it comes from you.
Yeah, it's right? The thought that counts. I have all these cute little gifts that the kids made in school. So do you. And they're they're really cool gifts, and we still have them.
I will say it's not a Father's Day thing, but speaking about Father's Day, whenever my kids, you know, at school, they do the ties. Whenever they make that, it's an extra layer of satisfaction. So
very sweet.
Anyone out there, do a personalized gift. And if you're not creative, or you're not feeling it, or you're just not in the mood, you saw those other options: flowers, plants, loungewear.
Plants are great. Plants are, you know, they last way longer than flowers.
And Casey, perfect, sums it up. I don't think it matters what it is or how much it costs, as long as it comes from the heart.
Amen.
Love you all so much. We love you too, Casey.
So agreed, Casey.
Okay, so Frances, I have a specific question for you. What is the best Mother's Day gift you've ever received? And for you guys out there, answer that as well.
So for me, it's two. The first one, I want to say it was a couple years ago when all the kids were here. That was probably the first time.
So just their presence.
Just their presence. We hung out for the day. I think you got us food. That was really cool. I loved it. We took some cool pictures, but it was sweet. I think that one has the most meaning.
Okay. Was there any other for you?
Yeah. The other one was a mama necklace you got me. I loved it.
Is it not this one?
No, unfortunately. Okay. Remember, I left it in a hotel and it was stolen. Yeah. So,
okay.
I don't have it anymore, but it is one of my favorite gifts. Hint, hint, TJ.
Mother's Day jewelry. Okay. And that was another option, was jewelry. Lena says, hello. Happy first day of your extra live days.
Hi, Lena.
What's the funniest gift you've ever gotten for Mother's Day, Frances?
Much love back to you, Lena. The funniest, I would have to say those little sculptures that the kids make.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From school?
From school. When they're in kindergarten, it's pretty funny. But we keep them. We have them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bernadette says, my birthday is on Mother's Day this year. I usually don't get anything for either. My daughter gives me something she makes at school, or tons of hugs.
That's very sweet.
So I go ahead, friend.
I think even something like bringing her coffee in bed or breakfast tea in bed, those things mean a lot, because you're taking your own personal time to do that. And during the year, no one brings me breakfast in bed or coffee. And you bring me coffee when it can be purchased, which is great.
Because I don't know how to make it.
I know, but I want to teach you. So we don't have that excuse anymore.
Lisa says the best gift is the love back. 100%.
Yeah. 100%. I do like cards. I love handwritten cards, especially from TJ. They're sweet.
And another hint in.
Yeah. You used to be really good at them.
Franny,
you've
gotten 20 busy. Years. I mean,
I know
how
you've
many,
gotten really busy.
That's a lot of pressure. We got Mother's Day. We got birthday.
It's just
Valentine's Day.
Honestly, I think getting the kids together, everybody together, and having a meal
is the best.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Should a husband get his wife a Mother's Day gift?
100%. If she has given you children, or if they're your stepchildren, that answer is yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We did a result as well, or a poll, and I haven't seen these results. There you go. So out of 110 votes, we just did this poll 2 hours ago. This is a good opportunity to remind people too, to subscribe to our channel so that you'll get these polls and you'll get the responses. There's a button on the bottom right corner you can hit. And you can subscribe to the Family Rules. We do this, we do Q&As, and we do our fun family vlogs. It's all around family and it's all around fun. But yes, we did this poll. We just posted it 2 hours ago. Should a husband get his own gift for his wife for Mother's Day? And 90% of you said yes.
Yes.
Frances, you said 100%.
100%. Yes.
I'm curious to know why 10% said it wasn't required or not expected. Could it be different cultures?
Could be different cultures. It could be that it's not their mother. So I get that. But if it's the mother of your children, that answer is yes.
Okay.
For me.
So you definitely should get a Mother's Day
gift
for the wife. Note taken. I have been pretty good with it. I think I've always gotten you a Mother's Day gift.
Yeah. Even if it's a card and a flower. The only time that I think I got upset at you, or was that Valentine's Day, was when you brought me one strawberry.
One chocolate strawberry?
Yeah.
And you wanted two?
I wanted way more than two.
My bad. So friends, what's the best Mother's Day gift you got from me? Was it the mama necklace?
It was the mama necklace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was sweet.
Okay. So Franny, here's some gift ideas. Again, we found, are any of these good gifts for mothers?
I think so. I think when you start to buy, like, I don't know, but some moms are okay with like vacuum cleaners and household. I just don't know about those on Mother's Day.
Okay. Real quick. What is that black thing? Is that a massager? Yes.
TJ?
It's a massager.
I would say it is, but I don't know. Or maybe it's for bags under your eye. I have no idea. Okay. I've used one of these, those, I don't know what it's called, but it's for, it's like electrosonic waves or something.
Okay.
I have done that at a spa and it feels great.
Okay. So go back to what you were saying, Francis, where you were talking about, weren't you saying something
about
Mother's Day gift and you got a household supply, you got a vacuum or something?
I didn't. No, I'm just saying some people do that. Okay. Like we were discussing a vacuum cleaner, but that I really wanted, and you're like, well, Mother's Day's coming up, and I'm okay with that because it's something I really wanted. But some moms are like, you know, it's like getting your wife a treadmill for Christmas. Oh, or something. Well, you don't do like that.
But this is what I'm thinking. We just came off of Valentine's Day. And what I looked up, Mother's Day gift is around the same time everywhere for the most part. Most countries, I think UK had it a couple months ago, but a lot of countries is coming up in May. But coming off of Valentine's Day, where I think it should be more a personal gift from a husband to a wife, mm-hmm. I think Mother's Day gift can be more of a wellness type of house type of gift. Is that,
you know,
is that old fashioned?
I think that is old fashioned, but I think like,
he's
talking to you. Anyway, I think that if you, I honestly think like a, if you're going to do a vacuum cleaner, you might as well do a spa day or something. Or
that to me is like more Valentine's Day.
No, it's like she's worked all year, and it's like she gets this one day for herself.
You're right.
You know, maybe a relaxing day.
Lingerie, gentlemen out there, lingerie is not the right gift.
That's
for
Valentine's
Day. That's a Valentine's Day gift or even a Father's Day gift. All right. So
I remember that.
So, okay, Francis. So we did, we came up with three tips for Mother's Day gifts that we wanted to share with anyone out there who's struggling. Our tip number one was always gift a card, whether it's bought or a handmade card. It should have a personalized message to the recipient, to the mother. How important is receiving a card for Mother's Day?
A gratitude card. I think it's very important. It's at the top of my list.
So is it even more important than the gift? Would you rather have a card or just the gift?
Mm-hmm. The old Francis would have said the card. I don't know. Cause one time you gave me a gift and there was no card and I was pretty disappointed. So I'm going to say card.
Are you sure I did that?
Yeah. One time. You haven't done it since though.
Okay.
Yeah.
A self-made voucher is the best thing what you can give to your mom.
So we used to do that actually.
What is a self-made voucher?
So see, he doesn't even remember it. So when I first met you, I just felt like you had everything.
Okay.
You know, so I felt like if I gave you a little teddy bear and it was like little vouchers you could use throughout the year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those kind of, I remember those. What happened to them? Do they have an expiration date?
Yes, they do.
What if I lost it? Like, can I still redeem those? All right. Number two, have a family meal. How important is this?
I think it's pretty important.
What is it about a family meal?
You're just spending time together. And, you know, for me, yeah, I love food. So that's at the top of my list.
I think it's the time spent. It's and whether you go out and eat, whether you cook something as a family, I just think eating and doing stuff over food is always going to be memorable and enjoyable.
It could be sandwiches. It doesn't have to be elaborate or expensive. Just something simple. You're spending time together. Yeah. So for me, I definitely want food on Mother's Day. So.
And this is the third tip, stay within your budget. Talking about expenses, I love how you brought up sandwiches because we don't want to go in crazy debt trying to get a gift. It's not required.
No,
right?
It's not.
It should really be coming from you and not me.
Exactly. And I prefer to be at home with everyone rather than going out to a fancy dinner. I prefer it to be at home. I just don't want to do the cooking.
You just don't want to do the cooking.
No.
Okay. Well, some of us men don't know how to cook, so that's why we prefer to go eat. How about ordering in?
Does that work? I'm down.
Okay, so that works.
That works. That's perfect.
Okay. We have some gift ideas for young kids, and this is really cool because some of us fathers or husbands, we have 4 and 5 year olds, and this is what I was talking about, where it doesn't matter the age, there should be a gift. And this was a cool thing that we found that it says 30 questions for kids on Mother's Day. Now, here are some great questions such as how old is your mom? When is mommy's birthday? What is mom's favorite thing to do? There are 30 questions like this. And what we would suggest you to do is to film your kid answering these questions. Film your toddler, your elementary school student, film them answering these questions and send that on Mother's Day to their mother. And it will be a memorable thing. Obviously, you could bookend the whole video with a sweet message from the kid to their mother, telling them they love her.
Mm-hmm.
How cool of a gift would that be?
I love that gift. And I would prefer it probably printed out. And then even if the parent has to write it for them, because you can look at those in like 5-10 years. And I'm sure some kids are going to give funny answers. Like, I think one of the answers was like, what's your job? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. And kids are, they come up with like, they're pretty clever. So
you'd rather it be written than video?
I think so.
Wow.
Or both. Like, I want to be able to go back and just look at it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, for that list, there's going to be in our description. If you want to get all 30 of those questions and do that, it's going to be in our description box. We have a more serious question from Ashley. I've gone through a miscarriage. This has been on my mind. Do you think I am in the category of a mom and that I should get myself something?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Ashley. I can relate to that. So I think if it's going to make yourself feel better, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime something's going to make you feel better, you 100% do it. It's not even a question.
I agree. I think you should. If you're feeling it, you should. I think your time is coming when you actually really feel the whole spirit of feeling like a mother, and our dearest condolences are sent to you. We've experienced that ourselves, and it's not an easy thing, but you will get through it.
Yes. And we're praying for you as well.
And we're praying for you. Stephanie says, hi, hope super chat is appropriate. I like happy attitude, clean house, and good food from my kiddo. She likes to tackle the gift section. I'd take a craft too, maybe some cuddle and chore coupons.
Amen to that one.
What I love about this comment, thanks for the super chat too, Stephanie.
Yes,
what
Stephanie.
I love about this comment is everything is pretty much free.
Yes. And the child feels good about it. I feel like when they're doing it, they actually feel like they're doing something good for the mother. Or, you know, if it's Father's Day, the father. But Joe's very good at that as well.
Happy attitude, clean house, good food, craft too.
That's cool.
Some cuddles and chore coupons. All free, all great things.
Love it. Great ideas, Stephanie.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of getting a gift. We've talked about how gifts don't need to be expensive, but some of us still want to buy something or do something like that. So what we did is we have an Amazon storefront where you guys can see what we would recommend. The link to that is going to be in the description box. Of course, you do not have to order anything. It's just some ideas to help you maybe get that perfect gift for your mother.
Okay, there you have it, guys. Some of our suggestions for Mother's Day gifts and what you can do. And remember, there's no gift too small or too big. Just show your mom, grandmother, all of the above, that you appreciate and love them.
Yes. Well said, Francis. I guess this is the time to close. So if you're liking this podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast listening apps. It really helps. And tell a friend. And for those of you who don't know, again, we have a YouTube channel called The Family Rules. So we do a weekly Q&A on Wednesdays and vlogs on Saturdays. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining us today. And make sure you subscribe or follow us. And finally, remember,
love is the answer.